Jy luister nou na Pretoria se lekkerste radiostasie, Lekker FM.
Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM 98.3, hierdie is jou misdaadverslag saam met kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
I'm doing very well in yourself, thank you, Pietra.
I'm fine, thank you. We're talking awesome. About firearms.
Yes, yeah. Well, more specifically with regards to the law surrounding firearms, yeah. What to do when you've used your firearm, what are the procedures you need to follow, should you have to use your firearm, who do you report to, when do you report to, is there a certain reporting time period and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. We had an incident the other day here at the shopping mall, and the person was running after the people who stole his phone.
Correct,
is
yes.
Is he allowed to shoot people like that?
So when you phrase the statement like that, know, it's a double-edged sword that.
Yeah.
Okay, because there's a lot of stuff that happened prior
yeah.
to that incident happening. So I'm not going to talk specifically about that incident,
yes,
but
yeah.
I will talk about a similar hypothetical situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. So in a scenario whereby somebody comes and threatens your life, according to the law, okay, you may utilize the necessary force to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So if that means utilizing your licensed firearm, okay,
yeah.
that you are proficient in and you've trained in, all right, and your life or someone else's life is being threatened,
yeah.
or that there is a great likelihood that grievous bodily harm can be inflicted upon yourself or upon somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you will be what is termed justified in utilizing your firearm to protect yourself or to protect somebody else. Now, it's not a straightforward answer that I can give you as in A, B, C, because there are different scenarios whereby maybe utilizing your firearm can actually escalate the situation.
Yes.
That yeah. might be a situation whereby if you shoot somebody, there might be somebody standing behind that person,
yeah.
and the round can then also go through into them. I mean, when you do your training before you get your firearm competency and everything, all these things are explained to you by the firearm training academies. Okay. And these are things
yeah.
that you need to bear in mind when utilizing a firearm for self-defense. Can you shoot an unarmed person? That is often a question that we get asked, and
yeah.
am I going to be arrested and this and that. So it depends largely on the scenario of what is happening.
Yeah.
Okay, a person does not have to be armed in order to be a threat to your life or to cause grievous bodily harm to yourself or somebody else. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So the prerequisite that somebody has to be armed with a weapon equal to what you have doesn't always stand up.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are certain circumstances whereby a, let's just take an extreme, an unarmed person is approaching a large gentleman, is approaching a petite young lady,
yeah.
and his intention is to violate her,
yeah.
okay, and she is armed with a weapon. All right. Now, remember that the law does not distinguish between a firearm and any other weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. It does stipulate that the use of a firearm may also be included.
Okay.
All right. So if that person is coming to attack this young lady
mm.
and his intention is to violate her, all
yeah.
right, she has the right, she has the legal right as well as the constitutional right to protect herself. And if her actions are then justified and she follows everything she needs to do, doesn't matter that he's not armed. As
yes.
long as she can, in a court of law, prove that what his intention was to come and sexually violate her or to cause grievous bodily harm to her. And there. So the argument that you have to have a weapon
yeah.
doesn't always
yeah.
stand up.
Okay.
Now, to the armchair warriors out there, please understand as well, I'm not saying this is the alpha and omega.
Yeah.
Each individual case has its own merits that you need to look upon. In a court of law, it's not as straightforward as saying A, B, C. There's
yeah,
often
yeah.
a deviation mm. that comes into it. There are
yeah.
other factors that need to be taken into account. The best advice that I can give the firearm community out there, people that lawfully own firearms and people that feel that they need to have a firearm and protect themselves,
yeah.
is to make sure that you are conversant with the law. Read up on the Criminal Procedure Act with regards to the use of force.
Yeah.
Read up the Criminal Procedure Act with regards to citizen's arrest, what it is you can do, what it is you can't do. Go and study what it means to execute self-defense,
yeah.
legal self-defense, when you can use force to protect life and limb, when you can use force to protect property.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, when I talk about property as well, there's a major distinction between life and property. And the sort of easiest way to explain it is that the law looks at it. For property, you cannot use lethal force. For the defense of life and humans, yeah. you can use lethal force under certain circumstances. Where somebody has broken into your house and they're busy stealing your TV and there's a confrontation between yourself and that suspect, you are no longer protecting your property, you are protecting your life.
Okay. Yeah,
so that is where the distinction comes in between the two.
Thank you so much, Captain.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye. I hope all the listeners out there will go and read up a bit on the Criminal Procedures Act with regards to the use of force and firearms and things like that, and join a gun club.
Yeah, that's true.
Just become proficient with your weapon.
Thanks, Captain.
Great. Thanks. Pleasure. Bye-bye. Thanks, Petra. Lekker FM.